Cold Lake, Cold Lake residents and visitors can expect a more streamlined and accessible mobile vendor experience, as City Council has approved revisions to the mobile vendor policy. The proposed changes aim to address concerns related to the operation of vendors at Kinosu Beach, including noise, smells, aesthetics, and parking. At the January 21 Corporate Priorities Committee meeting, administration presented a revised policy following months of discussion and feedback from both council and mobile vendors. The mobile vendor policy has been the subject of discussion at several meetings of council over the past several months, said Andrew Jabs, manager of Land Use Planning, Development, and Regulatory Services for the City of Cold Lake. Concerns about mobile vendors at Kinosu Beach were first raised in July 2024. Council received feedback from vendors at an August 13 meeting and reviewed potential amendments on September 17 Corporate Priorities Committee meeting but made no changes. Some of the issues identified were noise from portable generators, lack of available on-street parking along First Avenue and orders from the preparation and service of food, Jabs noted. Vendors expressed concerns about reduced visibility when operating in the designated vending area away from First Avenue, as well as challenges accessing the space. While no changes were made to the policy in August, council directed administration to present options to enhance the vendor area. In September, options were reviewed, but no substantial changes were approved. The proposed changes include restricting all mobile vendors from operating on First Avenue, Tamarack Street, and Birch Avenue unless they are part of a special event approved by the city. Other amendments clarify that vending spaces will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Vendors may not operate during city-approved special events such as Canada Day or Aqua Days, and the city reserves the right to amend or cancel vendor approval with 24 hours notice for special events or maintenance. A redundant special event permit was also removed. During the meeting, Mayor Craig Copeland sought clarification about signage allowances. If I'm selling my trinkets on the designated vending area, am I allowed to have a sandwich board on the other side of the island and advertise on the east side of Kinosu Beach to come over here? Copeland asked. Jabs confirmed that signage rules allow vendors to place one sandwich board during their hours of operation. The discussion also touched on potential physical modifications to improve vendor access. Copeland suggested extending the yellow line eastward and exploring the removal of shrubbery to improve space for vehicles to back up and turn around. Council made a motion to approve the vendor policy and implement it for the 2025 vending season.